to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord. May God's word dwell in my life, come and live within my heart.
And while Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Interesting interaction that we have in the gospel. Woman cries out, "Blessed is the womb that carried you. Blessed are the breasts at which you nursed." And how about Jesus' response? "No, not really. Not a big deal. Instead, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Kind of deflecting all that praise on his mother. That's what I thought when I was growing up. Oh, gosh, was Jesus a little bit jealous? What's going on here? Why is he downplaying this blessing of Our Lady? I see it more now as even greater praise as he substitutes another blessing. Because, think about it. Those who hear God's word and observe it. Who has done that better than Mary? But it's an even better blessing. Because it's not just a blessing upon Our Lady, who heard God's word and kept it. But Jesus includes all of us in that blessing. We are joined to Our Lady. Our fates are intertwined. Her destiny and ours ultimately is the same. God wants it to be the same. We are included. We who hear God's word and strive to keep it, may we too be blessed along with Our Lady.